Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McKelligan, and this afternoon we've got some music from Dollar Brand from South Africa. Swedish guitarist Anatoly Bulkin is coming up later on as well. We've got a tribute to Billy Strayhorn from Ron Gill out of Boston, and he'll be coming to the Ottawa International Jazz Festival this summer, a much-anticipated concert indeed. Dori Kayami, as well as Herbie Mann and Sam Most, plus a whole lot more in this edition of In Transition. We're going to start off with some music from Brazilian Leo Gandelman, and this is from his album Brazilian Soul, released on the Verve Forecast label. This song is called The Frog. Thank you. That was music from Brazilian saxophonist Leo Gandelman. From his album Brazilian Soul, we heard The Frog. I'm going to listen to some music now from a Bostonian by the name of George Garzoni. He's been involved with a band for well over 20 years called The Fringe, and he's been playing on the Boston scene for quite a number of years. He released an album on the NYC label in 1995, and it's simply called Alone. And it features the likes of Chuck Loeb on guitar, David Kakowski on piano, Eddie Gomez on bass, Lenny White on drums, Mike Manieri on vibes, and Bashiri Johnson on percussion. Also on this album, we've got Luciana Souza on vocals. We're going to listen to two numbers. The first one is an original from George. It's called Alone. And then we'll venture into Billy Strayhorn territory with Billy's great composition, Lush Life.
Thank you.
Very lovely and emotional reading from George Garzoni. That was Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life and a great, great version of that composition. My name is Randy McElligan, and you're listening to 2 Hours of Jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, here's a recording dating back to 1955. It features two renowned flautists, Herbie Mann and Sam Most. This was a quintet that they put together and recorded for the Bethlehem label. We've got Joe Puma on guitar, Jimmy Gannon on bass, and Lee Kleinman is on drums. And we're going to listen to Lionel Hampton and Benny Goodman's composition, Flying Home. Now, Sam is the bridge solo in the ensemble opening, as well as the first chorus. Joe Puma has the next one with the flutes punctuating in the background to a really, really startling effect. And Herbie has the last chorus on this number. And we're going to follow it up with a beautiful guitarist. His name is Dori Kayami, and he has an album out called Cinema, a Romantic Version. That's on the Zebra label. And we're going to listen to a fine composition entitled Something's Coming, and that's coming in just a few minutes' time.
Fondation Pace 2000 organise des tables rondes intergénérations tous les mercredis. Ces tables rondes rassemblent étudiants et aînés pour explorer des thèmes qui les concernent dans un esprit de partenariat. Branchez-vous chaque mercredi sur CHUO FM 89.1 de midi à 12h30 pour écouter cet unique forum intergénération.
We just heard some music from Dori Kayami from his album Cinema, A Romantic Vision. And that's a brand new release from Dori on the Zebra Records label out of California. And we heard Something's Coming, and that was, of course, taken from the great Stephen Sondheim and Leonard Bernstein classic West Side Story. And before that, we heard some music from Herbie Mann and Sam Most from 1955 and their version of Flying Home. Well, it looks like this summer is going to be very active here in the Ottawa area, especially with the Ottawa Blues and Jazz Festivals. And one of the highlights, I think, of the Jazz Festival is going to be this artist from Boston. His name is Ron Gill. He's a vocalist with an album out called The Songs of Billy Strayhorn. Highly, highly recommended. If you love the music of Billy Strayhorn, definitely pick this one up. It's released from WGBH Radio in Boston. And it features John Stein on guitar, Bill Thompson on sax and flute, Ron Madi on bass, Reed Jorgensen on drums, and some very excellent piano work here from Manny Williams. We're going to listen to three numbers, starting off with Multicolored Blue, Something to Live For, and Daydream. This is the music of Billy Strayhorn, sung for us by Ron Gill.
daffodil. Violet, the morning sky. Red, the rose. Purple, the night. Brown, the autumn leaf. Blue, so blue, my I have almost everything a human could desire. Cars and houses, bare-skinned rugs to lie before my fire. Yet there's something missing, something isn't there. It seems I'm never kissing the one whom I could care for. I want something to live for, someone to make my life an adventurous dream. And oh, what wouldn't I give someone who'd take my life and make it seem gay, as they say it ought to be. Why can't I have something like that brought to me? My eye is watching the noon crowd, searching the promenade, seeking a clue for the one who will someday be mine. Something to live for. Thank you. my eye. My eye is watching the new crowd, searching the promenade, seeking a clue for the one who will someday be my something to live for, to live for, to funny the way that I feel now. Can't keep my feet on the ground. Everything seems unreal now. When you're not around, daydream, why do you haunt me so? Deep in a rosy glow, the face of my love you show. Daydream, I seem to walk on air, building my castle there for me and my love to share. Oh, don't know the time, Lordy, I'm in a daze. Sun in the sky, while I moon around, feeling hazy. Daydream, don't break my reverie. Until I find that she is daydreaming just like me.
7 million uprooted people in Africa, many of whom have been victims of shocking atrocities. One in every three refugees in the world today is an African. There are more conflicts in the continent today than at any other time. Sunday, June 20th, is Africa Refugee Day. It's a day that has been observed in Africa for the past 25 years. Here in Ottawa, we invite everyone to join us in a show of solidarity with Africa's victims of war and persecution. Admission is free. Join us in our discussion with Roger Clark of Amnesty International, Malcolm Finney of Sierra Leone Descendants Union, Ebian Salah of Somkan Institute, and former refugees. Voice your views or hear what others have to say about ways of building peace in war-ravaged societies. Other acts of solidarity will be performed by Broken English Theatre, African Canadian Dramatic Arts Society, SIFA Choir, African community groups, NGOs, and church groups. For more information, please contact 567-5909 or 241-3777. This event is co-presented by CHUO 89.1 FM.
The Ultimate Rays Tanning Salon is under new management.
We're so confident that you'll love our services even more as we're offering a two-for-one deal. Buy one tanning session and get the other free.
You can take advantage of our other specials. Tan for a month for only $29.95, plus $2 at each visit. But that's not it. There's also our special Sundays. Get a 20-minute tanning session for only $4.67.
The Ultimate Rays Tanning Salon at 214 Rideau Street. Call 789-4994 for an appointment today. The Ultimate Rays Tanning Salon, giving you the perfect tan every time.
Struck me as peculiar that even though my job description is secret agent, most people know almost everything there is to know about me. For example, almost everyone knows that my usual drink is a vodka martini. Shaken, not stirred. A few know that when I'm in Japan, I prefer sake, served at the correct temperature of 98.6 degrees. But how many of them know that when I'm in Ottawa, I prefer CHUO, served at the correct frequency of 89.1 FM.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
We just heard music from a wonderful vocalist out of Boston. His name is Ron Gill. We listened to three compositions written by Billy Strayhorn. The last one was Daydream, Something to Live For, and Multicolored Blue. And this is from Ron's album, The Songs of Billy Strayhorn. Ron's going to be in Ottawa this summer at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, and I, as well as many other people, are really looking forward to listening to this young gentleman. The album that he recorded, The Songs of Billy Strayhorn, he was working on that for upwards of 20 years, and I think the results speak for themselves. It's a fine tribute to the music of Billy Strayhorn, who wrote for so many years with Duke Ellington's band and continues to amaze even young listeners with his brand of writing. Dollar Brand is up next from South Africa. He's also known as Abdullah Ibrahim, and we're going to listen to two compositions from his album African Marketplace. This album was recorded in 1979 and released in 1980. We're going to start off with Woza Matwana, and then a dedication, I guess, to Prince Edward's wedding yesterday, a composition entitled The Wedding.
Thank you.
That was music from Dollar Brand, and a composition called The Wedding. And before that, we heard Woza Mutwana, also from the same album, African Marketplace, released in 1980, and currently re-released on the Discovery label, and featuring the likes of Craig Harris on trombone, Dwayne Armstrong on tenor sax, Blythe Mutwana on trombone, Cecil McBee is on bass, and Andre Strobert on drums and percussion. Next up, we've got music from a hot guitarist out of Sweden. His name is Anatoly Bulkin, and he's received high praise from the likes of David Liebman, Harvey Schwartz, Jeff Lorber, and Alphonse Mouzon as being one of the up-and-coming jazz guitarists to really take notice of. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of compositions from his latest album. It's entitled Initiation, and we're going to listen to Presence and Mr. and Mrs. America. This is the music of guitarist Anatoly Bulkin and his trio.
Thank you.
Just playing early influences there from Pat Metheny. That was guitarist Anatoly Bulkin and his trio, and we just heard Mr. and Mrs. America and Presence. And Anatoly hails from Sweden, and this is his debut album. It was just recorded this past January, and there's some fine tracks on here. I hope to be playing on the upcoming editions of In Transition. And by the way, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 Hours of Jazz here on CHUO-FM, and we come to you live each and every Sunday between 1 and 3 p.m., live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. Let's go back to 1955 and more music from the Herbie Mann Sam Most session. For the Bethlehem Records label, we're going to listen to two tracks, starting off with Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things, and Benny Goodman's great composition, 7 Come 11.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from the Herbie Mann Sam Most Quintet and Benny Goodman's 7 Come 11, and before that we heard Cole Porter's composition Just One of Those Things. Lee Kleiman on drums, Jimmy Gannon on bass, Joe Puma on guitar, Sam Most and Herbie Mann sharing the flute, and that was from a recording done in 1955 on the Bethlehem label. We're going to go back to April 10th, 1972, when a recording that was done at the New School for Social Research in New York City. And we're going to listen to the Dill Jones Group, featuring John Hammond and Dill Jones with some opening comments. We're going to listen to Ellington's Just Squeeze Me. And after that, we're going to listen to Claude Hopkins with opening comments from Hammond and Hopkins. And we're going to listen to Indiana. So let's get started with the Dill Jones Group. And actually, I believe it's just Dill Jones himself playing solo piano. Nothing's really stated on this recording, but let's give a listen to Just Squeeze Me.
So I'm a producer, a pretty wonderful musician, because Duke Ellington and Claude Hopkins came up here about the same time, and they're both going strong. Of course, it's just a revelation. I've never heard him play this long solo, and it's just superb. And now we got another of my favorite piano players. His name is Dill Jones, and he plays the prettiest blues that I know of nowadays. And here he is, Dill Jones. Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to do four selections. The first one is a tribute, of course, to one of the great American composers, Duke Ellington, but more specifically, one of the musicians who made this particular tune famous when he was with that band. One of my favorite musicians, Mr. Ray Nance. The tune is called Just Squeeze Me. And then I'd like to play Thomas Fats Waller's African Ripples, and then a piece I wrote for Tony Parenti on the clarinet called Sign of the Lion, paying tribute to our friend Willie, who's not too well in the hospital, so we'll dedicate that song.
Thank you.
Music from Dil Jones and his version of the great composition from Duke Ellington, Just Squeeze Me. We're going to continue now from the same session and listen to Claude Hopkins' solo rendition of Indiana with some comments again from John Hammond and Claude Hopkins.
I don't know. We've got three marvelous piano players in the wings here. How about it, Claude? Would you like to come out? You're terribly lucky to have one of the great managers, Claude Hopkins. I'm going to be here at the Old Alhambra Theater up in Harlem, which is the greatest stage show theater I've ever been to, I think. And Claude had the smoothest, he and Fletcher Henderson had the two great smooth swinging bands in the early 30s in New York, and he later had a wonderful band. Why don't you tell us a little about what you're going to play tonight?
Thank you.
That was music from pianist Claude Hopkins and his version of Indiana, recorded live April 10th, 1972 at the New School for Social Research in New York City. Right now we're going to listen to some music from October 14th, 1972, again recorded in New York City. This time we've got Ruby Braff on cornet and Ellis Larkins is on piano, and this is from a recording entitled The Grand Reunion. And we're going to listen to three compositions, starting off with I Want a Little Girl. I believe this one was written by Miff Mole, if I'm not mistaken. Skylark from Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer. And from the pen of Ray Noble, The Very Thought of You. Thank you. on cornet, Ruby Braff on piano, Ellis Larkins, and beautiful renditions of The Very Thought of You, Skylark, and I Want a Little Girl. And my name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to 2 hours of jazz on CHUO-FM. Proud to bring it to you each and every week at 89.1 on the FM dial. We're going to close out today with the Teddy Wilson sessions from the Live at the New School recordings from April 10th, 1972. And we're going to listen to some opening remarks from Teddy and John Hammond and follow that up with a medley of Duke Ellington's material. We just heard music from pianist Teddy Wilson with two medleys, one Gershwin and one Ellington. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there, and have a great week. Bye for now.